אנחנו קוראים קטעים נבחרים מתוך המאמר מתי.
We are reading chosen passages from the giving of the Torah by Baal HaSulam. We're in letter 5. You can find this in the study materials, the links above, or through our websites, Kabbalah Info, Kabbalah Media. Once again, you can find in the study material and you can ask questions also.
שומעים רב?
רב, we can't hear you.
נתחיל משש.
Let's start with excerpt 6.
Excerpt 6.
והורונו לנו חזק.
Baal HaSulam writes, our sages tell us about that, that the world was created only for the purpose of observing Torah and Mitzvot. Meaning, as our sages explained, that the aim of the Creator from the time He created His creation is to reveal His godliness to others.
Meaning so that we, by engaging in something that we don't quite know yet what it is, that called Torah and Mitzvot, by that we attain the Creator. Meaning Torah and Mitzvot, light that comes to us from above, which is the parts in which the Creator is revealed by gradually, slowly, slowly, that's called Torah. And it is revealed in us in accordance with as much as we can correct our will to receive in order to bestow, which is called Mitzvot. So we correct ourselves, and then the light comes in parts accordingly, and clothes us, our corrected desires in accordance with equivalence of form, and then it's considered that by Torah and Mitzvot we come to identify, reveal the Creator. That's what it needs to do.
Since the revelation of His godliness reaches the creature as pleasant bounty that is ever growing until it reaches the desired measure.
That is, to the extent in which we correct ourselves to in order to bestow, we can come to resemblance in adapting to the Creator, like Him or the upper light, which is the same thing. He clothes us, and that's how we come to dvikut, adhesion to Him, gradually more and more. By this,
the lowly rise with true recognition and become a merkava, a chariot, to Him, and to cling unto Him until they reach their final completion. The eye has not seen a God besides You.
We need to come to that extent of adhesion, of knowing the Creator, that everything that exists in this concept of the upper, of the Creator, will clothe in us and will be attained fully.
And because of the greatness and the glory of that perfection, the Torah, and the prophecy too, refrain from uttering even a single word of exaggeration here. As our sages implied about this, all the prophets made their prophecies only for the days of the Messiah, but for the next world. The eye has not seen a God besides You, as is known to the knowledgeable ones.
Meaning there are several degrees. There's a degree of the days of the Messiah, and there's a degree that the prophecy says the days of the next world that will come, which we need to reach, all of them.
This perfection is known to the knowledgeable ones. This perfection is expressed in the words of the Torah and the prophecy, and in the words of our sages, in the simple word, dvekut, adhesion. Because of the widespread use of this word by the masses, it has lost almost all its content. But if you reflect on that word for even an instant, you will be overwhelmed by its wondrous stature. For if you picture the exaltedness of the Creator and the lowliness of the creature, you will be able to perceive the value of adhesion of one with the other. Then you will understand why we ascribe that word the purpose of the whole creation.
יוכלו על ידי קיום התורה והמצוות לילך מעלה מעלה, הלוך ומתפתח, עד שיזכו להידבר.
It turns out that the purpose of the whole creation is for the holy creatures to be able to observe Torah mitzvah to rise ever upwards.
Mitzvah was given to us so that we will attain the Creator. Attain meaning adhere to Him more and more until we equalize Him, even though we remain in our will to receive, but it will be in order to bestow. So on one hand, we will be existing in our will to receive, but in the form like the Creator, in bestowal. And then by this we come to correction. The creature is not canceled out. He doesn't disappear. He remains standing with all his ego, with all his will to receive this great, big, cruel ego that is revealed. And with that, he accepts upon it a masach, the coarseness, Ol Chozer, reflecting light and bestowal like the Creator. And then he becomes, although he's not the Creator, but it becomes through the same action like the Creator, 100%. Hence, he attains this godliness, this upper force, which exists, and only it exists in nature. So the created being, which didn't exist, actually, comes to a state in which he truly exists like the Creator. Well, Kiev, what can you do?
Dear Rav, you said the light clothes in the connection between us in the ten. What's that mean?
That's considered that we, accordingly to the connection between us, establish the quality of connection between us in the way that is similar to the upper light, and the upper light then clothes according to equivalence of form of ours between us to the upper light. None of us can resemble the upper light, but by each of us rising above himself and relating to the friends and wanting to relate to the friends in a manner in which he's bestowing to them. We also can't, but we ask from that upper light, help us uplift, rise above our ego. Help us connect with our friends. And then it carries out this action according to our request, no more than that, and only in accordance with as much as we ask, both in quantity and the quality of the request. And then to the extent in which we connect, we feel that in the connection between us, where the upper light, in accordance with our request, it did it, and in its place, we feel the Creator clothing us. And then we feel what it is to be the Creator. What's that essence? What is that force of reality? We truly come to His degree and are incorporated in Him. We get dissipated, swallowed into Him, connected. That's called dvikut, adhesion.
Zel?
Amit, Amit, you wanted to ask? No?
It's not clear to me how this state allows some state of a creature.
The creature remains. That's what we talked about in the first lesson.
It's not clear.
That's why I want specifically now, in the end of this lesson now, to return to this state in which, what will we do? How will we learn how to connect correctly in the connection between us, such that both left and right, both the will to receive and the desire to bestow, both hatred and love will support one another. That I don't want to annul or cancel my ego. I keep it. I protect it. And if I'm going to connect to a friend, I want to connect to him above my ego. Love covers all crimes, and love cannot exist unless below it there is a crime. There is hatred below it. Only in such a way. Otherwise, there's no form to love. The upper light has no form. It has none. You understand? see what's in our world. How many books, movies are there, all kinds of compositions about evil, about the suffering of mankind, how much pain, how much do we have about that? How many songs do you have about the good, wonderful states? Very little, mostly for young kids, because we don't have a language to express love. But if we express love, it's also only from the suffering, from the previous agony, the lack that comes to us. Then we understand. That's why if we want to come to love, we have to have all the negative states that can lead to us from the will to receive, and then the Creator who created the will to receive can develop all those things and help us attain Him. And if He would create the will to receive without the possibility of attaining Him, that there's nothing worse than that.
And if, I don't know, don't feel some repulsion or some negative sensation towards the friends, towards the ten, don't have to like dig down at the past, try to awaken some records, something negative that I accumulated, do I have to awaken that, work with it?
We need to find all those negative things, because love will cover all crimes. Otherwise, it won't be love. It will be just, we forgot about something that was before. And let's just make peace. Everything's good. Make friends like some childish makeup game. We need to come to a state in which we are in distance, we are in lack of understanding, in misunderstanding, in disparity of form. But above that, we do want to hold ourselves in the opposite way. Try and do this even with your families. Try to do this, and you will see the extent in which you all of a sudden start to be in connections in which you understand one another, feel one another. You don't need, it's like you forgive one another. You're becoming more mature, where I understand who I am and what I am and what I am with my friend, or what is my friend or my wife, with all that the phenomena that are in me, that are in her. And nevertheless, there's a connection above all those negative and positive things, which is a connection, the correct connection, which can sustain itself and exist. Only in such a way. Now my question is like this. We're in the 10. How do we nevertheless in the 10 erect our connection such that love will cover all crimes? How do we protect and keep the hatred that was, the rejection that was, the distancing that was, the distance between us, to the extent in which we are aware of it, to the extent in which that we measure it, as much as we want to be connected only where we are aware of what gap there is between us. Meaning in that gap that we want to connect ourselves above that gap. Let's talk about this. How do we, and later you can ask questions, we still have time. How will we do this? Please. So, workshop. How do we establish ourselves in a connection that is in connection above hatred, above distance, in keeping the distancing, as by that we are actually keeping also the connection? There cannot be connection that is correct and good with continuity if it you don't feel within it that below it there's distance, rejection, and so forth. There has to be a quarrel, and upon that, above that connection, the making up. How do we do that every day, in every place, in the 10? At least in the 10. about the world, we'll see later. We will have to teach that also in the world. But first of all, with us, in our groups, in our tens, how do we do this? Please.
With respect to repulsion, I don't see the problem. The Creator is always finding a way to raise it in us. We have to find all the ways to renew through exercises and the reading of Rabash. We want to pray for connection, to play it, to play the right line, to pray towards the center of the group, all day.
Yes, but there's also the matter of it not being able to be one's love, one's hatred. You need to feel them together, which is really the challenge. There's no other counsel than other than what you said. We need to effort and connection always, deepen in that, and we also need to not agree with the changing states and to seek love over hatred so that it remains that way.
Yeah,
in this that we are together, everyone comes in a different line, a different tendency. There are friends who are more drawn, friends who are more feel repulsed. But we will come to the 10 and we tie it to this that the Creator is bringing us together, this whole story. Doesn't matter if we're in connection or in hate, we're always advancing towards Him.
If a person really tries to work on the connection and the importance and to act it and work on it, then you, only then the hatred will be there. Then all that remains inside will rise up and it'll seem to him like he's controlling and everything's okay. And he's kind of like happy with himself because he's not trying to come out of himself and to work on the connection or to think that the friends are more important. He's trying to truly feel that. And then when the hatred rises, you need to cover it with love. There's this game with opposites.
Entirely. As far as I'm concerned, the goal is to be truly in both states together, to be capable of letting these things, this internal suspense to me. Sometimes it feels like that just engaging in things can create suspense, but then when we want to come together, nobody wants to harm this wholeness, but we have to bring this friction between us inwards to try and cover it truly in love. And all this goodness in the connection above.
Keeping the connection is actually incorporation, that we are nullifying from ourselves. We're connecting, we're asking to connect in this system of Adam HaRishon. Maybe we're advancing, but this is the whole mechanism of what we're taking in our states, and each time a person comes, erases himself and tries to incorporate as much as possible the friends, to feel them, to feel the whole system. In this work, we are actually including all the forces and asking for the upper to aim him.
Times of we feel distant and hate, we have to hold on to greatness of the Creator, importance of the goal, and that will give us the force, despite the distance and the hate that we feel at that moment. It will give us the force to continue with connection and love, and of course prayer to the Creator who gives us that force.
We need to keep that connection of love that will always cover no matter what is revealed to us in this world or altogether. The Creator brings us all kinds of desires, lusts, and disregard and indifference. We need to compensate so that the connection between us the attitudes towards one another, we always try to be in connection, adhesion between us, above everything that's being revealed.
And then there is the winning spice of importance of the goal that we can always add, always amplify, always where to take more of it from, the friends, Rav, books. And if we raise the importance to such a degree that it rises above everything else, then we'll always be directed towards the right direction.
Yeah, we have to keep that balloon of importance in the air all the time, and then the more we raise the importance of the goal, of the connection between us, that will bring us the oppositeness in the feeling of each of us.
And to add arvut, mutual responsibility. The advantage, sorry, the advancement is in left, right, and not just to be thrown out of the work by the left. And here to the right, we have to maintain the brit, the contract between us, the feel, the creator between us, demand him to strengthen us.
And the importance in Nervut and the covenant, all those things, when you go for it, that actually awakens the hatred and the resistance and repulsion, you know, all those things. And then when you go towards the place, to the solution where we need to come and develop a prayer and ask the upper for him to come and connect those two poles, that's where the solution is.
And thus it's important for there to be the greatness of the upper one, always present, that this is our womb, this greatness, to be capable of helping one another, to also nullify so that we can receive from one another, that it shall be the like the glue that holds this whole reaction together of the group before it blows up.
Yeah, that feeling that I just slept half an hour and the house is on fire, like Rabash says, and I want to acquire the life of lives. It's all in the friends. You know, if there's importance now to breathe a little, to feel a little, then I need to be certain that there's another friend that's not, and to look for that connection, not to give up, to constantly ignite with trickery, with any way that's possible.
What more can we add here? The correct attitude towards all of reality. In this, that we have a desire to correct the breaking, the shattering, the correct attitude towards the friend, this that we play it out, we exercise it, we're trying to establish this connection of the Creator between us, that it's all inside us, this whole state.
That's why it's good that we have a daily gabay and shatz, each time bringing us different tricks and in order to add in the exercises. And maybe as a 10, we also need to somehow lift up the importance even more for following them even more and following their exercises and the tasks that they give us, but even more that the responsibility of every friend to show how much he is doing it, so that in this doing throughout the day we'll see this more.
I'll also say that we must remind one another that the Creator brought all this around, and if I feel this, then I can start to rise above. And the friends remind me specifically that this came all from the Creator, so I turn to Him. And then this network of a connection between us, through this, we always have what to hold on and to pull ourselves upward.
Rav, okay, so I'm asking like this. Is it clear to us how we implement the law which love covers all crimes? That connection cannot be revealed unless it is upon separation. And understanding the separation and feeling of the separation that doesn't disappear actually sustains the connection. How do we do this in the groups? each in his ten. Please, are there questions? How will we implement this law of love will cover all crimes such that the crimes remain and love is above them? Well, be men. Try to sustain these two conditions together. Only little children are either on one side or the other. Either they're fighting or they're, you know, in friendship. And we need to be in both of them together. Because it all comes from the Creator. Otherwise, we will not be aimed towards Him. Okay? We will try. So, PT4.
The word hate is very confusing. I'm like, ready for some sensation.
I'm waiting for the question. What are you telling me?
Is apathy, lack of thought, is that hate too?
No.
Shalom, Rav. ¿Cómo sabes
que
estamos manteniendo la adhesión con el Creador en la decena? ¿Son estados de mayor conexión las señales que nos manda para decirnos que le estamos dando contento?
How do we work on the states in the tent? Are we getting greater states of connection? Are these signs that he's showing us that we're making him happy?
If you don't present to the Creator disconnection, hatred, repulsion to one another, and ask for corrections upon that, then you won't receive the force of connection, the force of bestowal. You need to bring him the opposite something. Reshimot, the lists of what you have, that you're not capable of connecting with one another. And then you come to him crying, seemingly, and you're saying, we want, but it's not working out. So the lacks, these lacks, become Reshimot. They become that which obligates the Creator to give you correction. And then He brings you the correction and says how He does this. And then you're incorporated both from the disconnect and the connection and understand what He is doing. And that which He brings to you, this upper light from above, and explains to you how we do a connection upon disconnection, that's called the Creator's work. That is actually His work. That's the net of His work that He does. Bring Him the deficiencies and say that you want to invert them to advantages. Please, He will do that. That's His work. That's called correction. So come on. How do we come to Him, seemingly crying and saying, we tried, but we can't. What to do? And then He does it. And then you will receive in all your relations a partsuf where there is coarseness, rejection, hatred, disappointment, all kinds of things, and upon that, connection and understanding. And the phenomena from all those things where the upper light comes and clothed specifically upon all those opposites. Especially upon all those opposites, the upper light clothes, and that's why it's felt that way. So how do we come to a state in which we simply present it to the Creator and say, do this. Give us to understand how you do this. Carry out this action because we're not capable. So how do we establish that deficiency for the Creator to come and connect between all those opposites and in such a way we will reveal him, the advantage of light from darkness.
Moscow 6.
Раф, а как сделать вот это второе состояние ненависти единым общим состоянием десятки? Мы все находимся.
How to bring this state? How do we work with this general state of hate in the tent?
Talk about this between you and find the solution. You'll find it. Try first of all. Later you will come to the lesson and you'll start asking from the actions, from talk between you throughout the day, between the tens even, what worked out, what didn't work out, how do we do? That's a practical form that stands right before us. We have to do this. That's exactly what we need as the last generation to execute. Okay? All right, with that, I am concluding the lesson. Amit?
Yes, we have another wonderful day of internal work among us, between us. We will meet whoever can, 6 p.m. Israel time. We'll have a recorded lesson, and then at 7, we will have a workshop on that first part of the lesson, 7 to 7:30 p.m. Israel time. Thank you. Now we have a song. Have a great day, everyone.
מתחברים אל המקור בפרו ואקוודור זורם נהר של אהבה בין אילת לערבה ברור שאין עוד מלבדו בליסבון ובבורדו ושהותו וגם מיטיב בניו יורק ותל אביב Around the world a ray of light is calling people to unite Igniting all the points inside Endless love will be our guide Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine Kazakhstan, Sibir and Krim Дышит воздухом одним, устремление едино от Москвы до Сахалина, от Чикаго до Читы, от Литвы до Алматы, от Сиднея до Берлина, от Парижа до Пекина. Around the world a ray of light is calling people to unite. Igniting all the points inside Endless love will be our guide Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine Mire lo que sucedió en Japón y Kazajstán. Se abren los cielos también en Moscú y Jerusalén. Más ciudades y naciones, más hermanos y uniones. Grandes olas de amor, solo un clic, un corazón. Around the world a ray of light is calling people to unite. Igniting all the points inside Endless love will be our guide Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine Above the place and beyond time